Oh.
Yeah, that's just the skin. And how the leg come out of the legs, I don't know. But
boy. Wow. I hadn't seen that in a long time.
Now, they deposit their eggs, I guess, as eggs, and they hatch in the ground, and they're all year. And next year, this time, they begin to dig out.
Right.
They have a hole about this big round they come out of.
I see. So these are the things that make that noise.
Yeah. They have wings. And kids catch them, you know, and scare the girls with them and all, isn't it?
Well, are those the things or some other kind of bug that when you were little, you'd break the string and tie around it and they'd fly around?
These here, yeah.
Those are the
now we have the katydid, which is in the grasshopper family up on the ranch. It's a green one. It gets a pretty good size. And they make a noise very similar to these here.
Since you mentioned grasshoppers, have you ever heard anybody in this part of the country call them hopper grass instead of grasshopper?
Well, yes, not to any extent. But they call everything on that order. There's a flying type, there's just a strictly jumping type, and so on, grasshopper. Now, I don't know, it seemed like I was told there's a distinction between grasshopper and this flying type. Then we have also in that hill country, one that gets about that long. It's kind of a reddish, pinkish body color with spots of blue, and most people call them chipulis. That's Spanish. Hmm. I guess the Mexicans call them chipulis. They're strictly hoppers, and we used to pick them up for trout line bait when we went fishing, and wherever on the highway or road a car run over one, the rest of them come and feast on that dead one. And there'd be sometimes anywhere from 3 to 12 around the dead
right.
Chipuli feasting on.
I see. Well, what about these insects that are bad to get in your clothes and eat holes in them, you know?
Oh, moths.
You have a pretty good many of those.
Well, they used to be, but now with all the crystals and stuff that we have to use, seem like you don't hear much about it, but woolen clothing was particularly bad about it. You know, the moths get in there, and silverfish and stuff.
Okay.
And but now with all these various sprays and crystals, seem like you don't hear much about it anymore.
Well, do you have this insect? Usually, you find it around lakes or ponds. It's got a long, thin body and transparent wings, and it usually lights on your fishing pole.
Mm-hmm.
And
shake yeah, it off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dragonflies, we used to call them. Yeah, there's several varieties of those. There's a big one, oh, about that long, and then there's a small one. And sometimes they, one grabs the other one around the neck with his back end, you know, have a pinches, like
right.
They fly that way.
Alright. Have you ever heard anybody call a dragonfly by any other name?
Oh, I have, but I can't recall what they called them. They had some kind of superstitious name for them.
Was it Snake Doctor?
Right, Snake Doctor. Mm-hmm.
You have any idea why they call them Snake
Doctor? I don't have the slightest idea why they call them Snake Doctors. I wouldn't have an idea. I don't know where they got it from.
One person told me, an old fella, I forget where he was, I guess Arkansas, he said, now, when we got around to that subject, of insects, dragonflies. He said, now, you ought to kill every snake doctor you see, because if you don't, if they come across a wounded snake or a sick snake, they'll heal it. That's why they call it snake doctor.
I'll be there. No, I've never heard that.
Uh-huh. I didn't know about that. Well, what about this little insect that's bad about burrowing up under your skin and making it itch?
Well, we have several of those. That goes back to your... Mr. Harris.